Erdoğan Aktaş owns this local kebab shop in Kilis in southeastern Turkey. 4 years ago, his place was hit by a rocket fired by Kurdish YPG fighters across the border in Syria. At the time, Turkish and Syrian opposition forces were fighting against a group in northern Syria's Afrin region. He remembered that attack when 5 rockets were fired at Kilis on the Turkish-Syrian border earlier this week.
Our children are our only concern in their psychology. Otherwise, no rocket from YPG or ISIL can fear us. We are used to it and have faith in our state.
But some people, especially women, are more concerned about those rockets.
We never had terror attacks before. It was a peaceful city until we were thrown into a war. First the refugees, then rockets being fired. Our children go to school here. Just one bomb in our city could change everything.
The latest attack was carried out in retaliation by the YPG, which Ankara regards as an offshoot of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. It came after Turkey launched an air campaign against a group in response to a bomb attack in Istanbul earlier this month. Now, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised to launch a ground operation to secure a safe corridor along his country's southern border that is free of YPG presence. Luay, who moved here from Syria 10 years ago, is concerned a large-scale operation could displace more people on both sides of the border.
When ISIL targeted Kilis in 2016, our cousin lost 3 of his children. Syrians and Turks temporarily evacuated the city. There was no life. I support an operation if it's going to be safer, but I fear relocating. It's difficult.
Kilis was heavily targeted by ISIL in 2016 when the armed group controlled parts of northern Aleppo. But people we met here say they won't be intimidated.
Many people here in Kilis say they support their government's fight against what it refers to as terrorism. But if President Erdogan launches a full-fledged ground offensive against the YPG in northern Syria, border cities like Kilis may once again become battlefronts. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Kilis, southeastern Turkey.